live, Club Dimension in Naples, Florida.
I honestly didn't expect you to come in with that intro.
Yeah, just goes with the music.
What is this, Club Dimension?
It's on 44. I don't know if it's still open, but
okay. Okay. Carter Cast, episode 26, I believe. Last episode, you weren't on there.
Yeah, 26, but here we are.
All right, I got a water bottle in my hand. I'm going to put it down so you don't hear the wrinkle. But we are here.
We're here today. I think we're just going to talk about, you know, our own personal conspiracy theories, what we think is not really what it's said to be, you know, so... Justin, why don't you start? What's one of your conspiracy theories out there?
All right, I'm just going to put the headphones down because it does sound weird hearing my own self. I don't know if I should or not. But we were talking about this in the car. Give me one tiny second. I'm just going to do a little pause here. So I believe the question was personal conspiracy theories. So one of those ones that was brought up in our car ride on the way here to the studio... was that I believe, and I mean, what really just started catching me or caught me to start thinking more was during the 2020 elections, I believe, and that like possibly that all of them in the past were just corrupt, going even like for far as back as like JFK years and stuff like that. I'm just thinking it's just all what they want to put in office, and it's all manipulated, and...
Yeah, it's all controlled. I mean, the president of Ukraine is even... He's even, you know, we talked about him on the podcast, but he's an actor, and Ronald Reagan was also an actor, so it's just... It's clear to see that, you know, some of these politicians have their hand in, you know, acting or, you know... performances in a sense.
Now, do we know if the Ukrainian president is an actor? Do we know that?
Yeah, if you look it up, I think it's even on the Wikipedia. We looked it up on the podcast in a previous episode where he was in a show where in the show he played a teacher who ended up becoming a president.
Oh, yeah, we did talk about that. Do you remember the show, what it was called?
I don't remember.
Yeah. It's, you know. Wasn't it called, like, the name of his administration?
Yeah, I think it was called the name of his administration eventually. So, you can see all the connections there already. But, it's a good one, because...
you haven't seen the video, but we were talking about this on the ride here, about how, I guess, Zelensky came to Congress, and he had, like, a standing... He had, like, a standing ovation. Everybody stood up and started applauding for him.
Wow.
I guess hearing that about a bunch of applause won't do anything. But, like, seeing that, I think...
Well, I mean, that's just crazy. Because, yeah, these are all high-ranking government people. And they're applauding this president from Ukraine. Which, I mean, that's just crazy. Because, I don't know, how many other presidents are in the middle of war right now, you know?
Well... I know we're going everywhere because we had no really set topic for this podcast, but on track of talking about just Ukraine, wasn't the FTX scandal, wasn't that FTX exchange for crypto, like part of it was because it was lending money to Ukraine through the U.S. government?
Yeah, something like that. They used it to, like, clean the money, I think. To donate it back to us, I think. I don't know.
To
donate it back to a... I think it's the Democratic Party, but I'm not for sure. But, yeah, I know that's a theory out there.
And then
that just leads into the whole crypto market is just crashing now.
But even think about that name. Sam Bankman-Fried?
Yep.
Like... And then apparently, I don't know, I'm not going to even go into it, because it's just, I haven't really looked into it at all.
Well, what's your theory? It's just your theory. So what do you think?
Well, I mean, because, like, okay, the guy was a CEO of a company, but he wasn't the only guy, you know? It's like, sure, he was the face of the company,
yep.
But he had other people working for him that were doing, you know, just as nefarious things, just as, you know, scandalous things that are, like, taking underground. I mean, you just heard from what happened to him because, I mean, he was the CEO.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just like, if he would have known, I guess he didn't know he was going to be thrown under the bus, but if he would have known, you would think he would have got out there right away, and then unless
there's something waiting for him on the other side.
I think so. I think so, because even his bail, he was able to get out on bail.
Wow. So, I mean, he's not even, yeah, so he's out.
He's out. He's out.
Now people are just going to forget about it, but going back, that leads into all the crypto billionaires just killing themselves or dying mysteriously. I think one dude, like, died in his sleep, and he's, like, 30. There's been, I think, a couple plane crashes or helicopter crashes.
What about that one specifically that he was, out by the Caribbeans, the Puerto Rico? Oh,
yeah. I forgot his name.
Forgot his name, too. We should definitely,
look up his name while, but, yeah,
Wasn't he, like...
I think Puerto Rico, you're right.
He was talking about how his girlfriend was a spy.
Yeah. So, let's see if we can pull it up real quick. Crypto billionaire. Let's see.
All right. So, we're just going to pull up... Hopefully find an article of the one crypto billionaire of... Right. I guess he was going off of Twitter. He was having multiple Twitter.
Okay, so, I think his name was...
Where he was saying that... They're gonna frame him for something.
So far, if you just look at this, like, I don't know. You type in, just a lot of stuff comes up when I typed in, you know, crypto.
So what was his name? Nikolai Mushagian. Slaughtering that.
Yeah.
But yeah, this was the guy that was doing a bunch of Twitter tweets.
So this is his tweet right here. CIA and Mossad and pedo elite are running some kind of sex trafficking entrapment blackmail ring out of Puerto Rico and the Caribbean islands. They're going to frame me with a laptop planted by my ex-girlfriend who was a spy. They will torture me to death. That was on September 13th, I believe, of this year, if I'm not mistaken.
Or of 2022, because New Year, 2023, alright? Happy New Year.
2022.
Right? So he's left with the following tweet.
Reiterating, the freaks we are fighting use two primary mechanics, debt and blackmail. These complement each other. They have a ratcheting effect for building power. Their problem is they have used it successfully for so long, they forgot to learn how to do anything else. So
I guess the initial report, he drowned, right?
Yeah, I think he was found dead in the water, fully clothed. And, yep, I think his, what's it called? And you can see here his friend, who's another crypto billionaire, believes that his drowning was not accidental. And, this guy's claiming he probably did suicide, but...
No, I mean, if he's claiming that and he's a crypto billionaire, I am not believing that at all. No crypto billionaire is going to be able to want to do that. And specifically, he's on vacation in the Caribbean, yep, in Puerto Rican islands.
Another crypto billionaire died in the helicopter crash in France.
So, I mean, it's starting to add up to where it's, like, not a coincidental thing. It's, like, a pattern, so to speak, to where all these crypto billionaires are just dying out of thin air. But my question is, what's going on? What's happening with the money? Where is this money being taking place? So, you know, once these guys are dying, do that, you think these guys are being, were they tortured out of giving their private keys or even their, like, secret keys away or their seeds to be, or, you know, what's, you know.
I mean, I think the government, again, they're probably 10 to 20 years ahead of us. So they probably have ways to just, we're just going to hack the account and just take the money.
Okay.
You know?
Okay.
So we'll find a way to crack
it. So you think this whole thing about having anything of crypto is not even private, can it all be just taken?
For sure. I think, because even think of something as simple as, like, iPhones today. You know, they say iPhone, you can't jailbreak an iPhone today, but you can there you can find a way. There's a whole like city in China where they do phone farming, where they get shipped iPhones, and even if they're like locked, they'll like
go
go into the software somehow. And
what was up with that? Because you sent me an article about that, but it's like people at concerts that are seeking out like concert goers and stealing their phones.
This is a off topic, but yeah, so there are groups of people out there, like if you go to concerts, festivals, anywhere crowded, and they'll just swipe phones. They swipe your phones, and you know, they ship them off. They'll either sell them to pawn shops or electronics stores, and then within the places they sell them to, those places will sell them overseas to China, where they'll either be used for spare parts for other iPhones, they'll be jailbroken into being used, you know, without any carrier limits. So there's a whole dark black market on iPhones. So no matter how much they update the software, there's always going to be a crack. You know, there's always some way to find a way around it. You know, because I remember just back before where you could just jailbreak an iPod Touch, you know, almost easily.
Yeah, it was something where, because nowadays everything is going through the iCloud server, and before then it was kind of just done on phone. And so what you could have done before was just completely like factory erase the phone, and by doing so you could have done like by hard resetting the phone and then factory resetting it, and then that would get rid of the passcode. And then so it's starting from scratch, like you bought a new phone and then you can like basically do whatever you want with it. But like nowadays everything is registered through the iCloud server, so to even connect with your iPhone, you have to go through the iCloud server.
And then bringing up those phones again, a lot of those phones, like they can make them where they're like untraced, like you're not connected to a carrier, you know, so like they ship those phones back out to like Mexico.
I heard about those phones. Like not it's like not just a burner phone, but it's like they give you like a temporary number.
Yeah.
And text and phone call, but everything is just—it's just basically existing all virtually.
Yeah,
it's like a virtual number.
So again, that's just how far that technology is. So imagine what we don't know, you know. So they can easily hack into crypto wallets and all that.
So I also I know we're trying to do what we think of conspiracy theories, but we kind of just went down a little rabbit hole there, and that just brought up something I just remembered was going on. But in the most recently, like this year, as most recent as even like last month, there have been a few attacks on power grid stations and across the country. The first one I want to talk about was one that went back as far back as 2013, which is almost 10 years ago.
All right, sorry, we're having some mic technical difficulties. We are back now, and we're coming in to you about the more and more suspicious attacks happening on our grid. And I'm gonna give the mic back to you, Brian.
All right, so the first attack is gonna be the Metcalf sniper attack. So this happened on.
Wait, why is it called that? Is that just the name of the facility? Of the... Because it says on April 16th, 2013, an attack was carried out on the Pacific Gas and Electric Company Metcalf Transmission Substation. So what is... Is that the name?
I guess it's the name of the station. So it's in Coyote, California, which is near San Jose. And so they don't say how many, so it's probably more than one gunman fired on 17 electrical transformers, which resulted in more than $15 million worth of equipment damage. They say it leaked like 52,000 gallons of like oil.
What do you think about the, because it mentions in the timeline that's being broken down that the AT&T fiber optics telecommunications cables were cut. So what do you think that entails? Like, no communications within, like, that radius could get out, so nobody could call for anything?
Well, I think it's more, also more like, I think it's just taking out everything, like, phone, internet, you know, it's just trying to take out everything.
Okay.
You know, they say, customers of Level 3 Communications, which is an internet service provider, so they lost, they were cut, so, yeah, it's just internet and phone, I guess, everything.
But what do you think of, like, what's your take on, like, the shells? Because usually, like, they can get fingerprints off the shells that are being dropped, and in this report, they said they couldn't get any fingerprints off of the shells. So it's just, like...
they said there were more than 100 expended shells from... I don't know. It says 7.62 by 39 millimeter cases. It's like a rifle, I guess. I'm not familiar with guns.
So even that alone, though, is like has to be a high enough level of sophistication to where top level training, you know.
Well, I mean, they say in the timeline here at 1:30 in the morning that there was a streak of light, which they say. From the sheriff's office there, they say...
yeah, because you noticed the light too, right?
A flashlight. It was like a waved flashlight, which was almost like the signal for it, for them to start shooting. And then at 1:50 a.m., another apparent flashlight signal caught on film marked the end of the attack. And then by 1:51, it says 1 minute later, law enforcement arrived, but... everything was quiet, and they didn't see anything suspicious. So I guess they didn't see 100 bullet casings on the ground. So they were unable to get past the locked fence, and they left. So they weren't aware of it until 3:15 when a PG&E worker arrived to survey the damage. They called it the worst or the most significant of incident of domestic terrorism that the grid on the grid that has ever occurred. Again, this was back in 2013, so now we're going to jump to more recent times. Hold on one second.
So it was Arizona that had the most recent attack on their power grid. I believe so. And it happened on... Oh, yeah, I forgot. It happened on Christmas Day, of all things, right? Usually, what usually happens on Christmas Day... not on Christmas Day, but what usually passes during the most, like... monumental times. Government usually passed stuff during those times. But anyways, on Christmas Day, four substations belonging to the Tacoma Public Utilities and Puget Sound Energy were attacked, knocking out power to over 14,000 customers in Washington State. So overall, the past 3 years, there have been active reported attacks on the grid in the past decade. So Palo Verde, located 50 miles west of Phoenix, is the largest power generator in the United States. And at about 8:50 p.m. on September 29th, 2019, is this the most recent one?
This is from 2019.
Okay, because I was like... Wait a second. So there was another attack that happened on Christmas Day, and right. The most recent one during the...
The Christmas Day one was... recent was this year. This one's from 2019, September 29th.
Yeah, but my point is it happened on Christmas Day again, too.
What do you mean?
That's my point. Why are they targeting Christmas Day?
They're just,
You know what I'm saying?
The next article you'll have, we'll go state by state. There's different... But this one's interesting because if you read about it...
Okay, so it said at 8:50 p.m. on September 29th, 2019, guards at Palo Verde saw roughly a half dozen drones, each about 2 feet across, flying some 200 to 300 feet above the ground. The Arizona Republic's Ryan Randazzo's... The group of drones approached the Palo Verde with their spotlights on... According to the incident emails and security alerts released in 2020 by the Nuclear Regulatory Commission, as they got closer to the plant, the spotlights went off. More than an hour, the aircraft flew over the highly restricted protective area. So we had over 200 drones
flying over this area?
Over the 3 nuclear reactors and their turbines. By 10:30 p.m., they had departed. At 8:51 p.m. the following night, 4 drones returned, this time with their spotlights off. Maricopa County Sheriff's Office dispatched deputies to an area east of the power plant where plant security people have believed that the drones may have been launched, but the deputies found nothing. That's a bizarre story.
Right?
So these guys are using... Bro, these guys are high-tech. This has to be, like, military.
I mean, is that 200 drones?
Over 200, yeah. Yeah,
definitely a big group of people, you know?
With enough high-tech that's going to carry out these attacks. Or willing to or capable of carrying out these attacks and willing.
So this next article has... attacks reported in at least 5 states, so... In Florida, 6 intrusion events occurred at Duke Energy substations in September, resulting in at least 1 brief power outage, according to News Nation Television Network, which cited a report the utility sent to the Energy Department. Duke Energy spokesperson Anna Gibbs confirmed a related arrest, but the company declined to comment further. Let's see, in Oregon and Washington State, substations were attacked at least 6 times in November and December with firearms used in some cases. Local news outlets reported on Christmas Day, 4 additional substations were vandalized in Washington State.
Dude, we're seeing a trend, bro.
Cutting power to more than 14,000 customers. In North Carolina, a substation in Maysville was vandalized on November 11th. On December 3rd, shootings that authorities called a targeted attack damaged 2 power substations in Moore County, leaving tens of thousands without power amid freezing temperatures. In South Carolina, days later, gunfire was reported near a hydropower plant, but police said the shooting was a random act.
Before we continue, do you have the most recent attack that pulled up in our articles in our list right now or no?
I mean, I don't.
We'll get to there. We'll get there.
Well, we can probably
pull it up. But it's just it's just interesting though that it's happening on Christmas Day, like multiple incidences.
Yeah, this one surprisingly did not mention. It should have mentioned the drone thing because although maybe it was an attack, it's definitely super suspicious. But again, yeah, we're seeing more and more of these attacks on power grid stations, and I mean. Especially out here in Florida, I pass by power grid stations all the time, and man, there's just a fence, you know? There's no real security around it. It's just a fence, and you know, maybe a cop will drive by every once in a while, but, I mean, I work in the middle of the night and drive around, and yeah, I mean, there's nobody out there, man. So, let's see. This is just an update on the Moore County one, so it's not really that. Another, this is the one that left 14,000 without power.
Do you know what the state that it happened in, the most recent one? Because I don't.
Let me search it up right now. Let's see. If we look up power grid attacks, we'll see what the most recent stories are.
Right, I'm sure it would pop up.
So bear with us for a second. Just using the old search machine.
What do you make of the, it was brought up in the news a while ago, but it was like the Russians are attacking the U.S. pipeline, the Colonial Pipeline, was it?
I don't know, to be honest.
It was like, oh, they hacked the Colonial Pipeline, and that's why gas prices were rising, or because the war that's happening in Ukraine and because of Russia. I don't know. I don't know which one was it, because they started giving so many excuses.
So it looks like the most recent one talks about Russia and attacking the Ukraine power grid. That's what we're looking for. Sorry to the Ukrainian people there, though. But why is it? Let's see. Why is it so hard to protect these power grids? This is the most recent from December 30th, 2022.
I don't think it clicked on it.
Oh, yep. Sorry. All right. So we're gonna see what this article, the Yahoo News article. So, all right, I think it's USA Today. So, take that as you will.
It is USA Today, but it's on Yahoo News.
Let's see. Even for the Christmas Day attacks on power substations in 5 states in the Pacific, Northwest, and Southeast, similar incidents of attacks were on the rise. Let's see. Federal energy reports through August, the most recent available, show an increase in physical attacks at electrical facilities across the nation this year, continuing a trend seen since 2017. But remember that one article from the Metcalf, California, was in 2016, you know? And who knows how many attacks before that were like, that they deemed maybe were just a random attack or something, you know? At least 108 human-related events were reported during the first 8 months of 2022. That's kind of weird to say human-related events. I don't know what would be an animal-related event.
But these attacks, yeah, that is very, that's a bizarre. Weird
thing to say, yeah. I mean, I guess weather events, but I don't know. Compared to 99 in 2021.
Oh, wasn't that another one in Texas? Another one that they were saying was like the weather was so bad, it was so cold that the...
Yeah, that's what they were saying too. That was actually a recent article. That the
so Texas, you think it goes as far as like... They're using weather manipulation now?
I mean, I think they have the ability to, for sure, if you look into DARPA and all that, you know? Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I think it's crazy that, what's it called? The oceans in Marco Island, I think, were open almost a week or two after the hurricane.
The beaches?
I'm pretty sure. But, back to this. Let me see. Where were we here? The attacks have prompted a flurry of calls to better protect the nation's power grid, but... Of course, experts have warned for more than three decades that stepped-up protection was needed. So they don't listen to experts. Oh, this is just a similar article that we just read, I think, where we were talking.
Yeah, about all the
different states. Okay, so this is the same article. The FBI doesn't seem to be interested, pretty much, is what this whole paragraph talks about. They said they couldn't confirm or deny any investigation. So doesn't sound like they're helpful there.
Well, nothing seems to come from it, because if it's... been happening for so long, you know what I'm saying? How come this picks up my voice a lot better than...
I'm not sure. Maybe I'm just more quiet, but...
Maybe... because I think there's a specific... Like, on that side, go ahead and speak.
All right, let me see.
Does it picks up wow. More, it picks better more on the side. Right. That's what I'm saying. And then on the left side, it doesn't... Look, yeah, see, look, the left side, it doesn't favor it that much. That's weird.
So, let's see.
See, now I turned it to the right side of the mic. Now it's picking up a lot more.
It's weird. It says one challenge is there's no single entity whose responsibilities span the entire system. Risks are only increasing as the grid expands to include renewable energy, such as solar, wind, and wind. So, I don't know. Pretty much, I don't know why... They don't really tell you much, pretty much.
Well, it's funny because it's like... They're titling it. So why aren't they protecting it more? And then
I don't know. How hard is it to have at least a cop just park there? You know, a couple hours a night.
But I mean, even then, what is that cop gonna do if they're using these high powered, you know, ammunition?
Well, I mean, it's a try. You know, at least it's trying. But they're not even trying. You know, because it just goes. It's just like, oh, it's from the jump already, like set up to fail. You know. So, like, we'll see if this trend continues. I mean, I don't watch a lot of TV news, so I don't know how... I think the big thing in the news right now is the Utah killer thing.
Wasn't it the Idaho?
Oh, yeah, my bad. Idaho. Utah, Idaho. I don't know. But, yeah, the Idaho. So, that's interesting. We'll see when the documentary on
Hulu... Utah?
On Hulu comes out, because, great joke.
I'm sorry. I don't know. Look, I hate how it picks up. Look, I'm so far away from the mic and it's like blasting their ears.
So we have to hold it like this.
Yeah, it's like blasting their ears. I don't know why. Maybe I gotta start whispering.
But, so that's the stuff about the power grid. I mean, it's pretty much set up to fail again, especially if you're in the middle of nowhere. Like out here, you just go to the power grid, you could just walk up to that, you know? It's just a fence. It's just a fence blocking you.
I mean, even what we noticed from the power grid surveillance video that we saw, they just have surveillance.
Yeah, it's just a surveillance camera, and that surveillance camera wasn't the best, especially at night. And then, I mean, again, yeah, that was interesting in Arizona, the whole 200 drones, you know? It's like, man.
See, that was bizarre.
That, how are you, you know, that's not one person. That's not two people. That's not three people. That's not four people.
That was bizarre. Over 200 drones that were just flying in sequence, like...
Yeah, and they shut off their spotlights at one point. That must have been so crazy to see if you're that security guard, like, what the fuck? What the fuck?
Some, like, Transformer-type movie, you know?
Right, I would have called the cops. I'd be like, man, I don't know what's happening. I don't know.
Right.
It's just these robots are attacking.
Yo, what do you think about that that push? What's that one movie called, like, Emma? It's like a robotic, like, evil movie.
I mean, there's that one. There's, like, tons of movies like that. There's this movie, I forgot what it was called, but the guy gets, like, picked to go out in the middle of the woods and hang out with this, like, programmer or something. And then the programmer has, like, this, I don't know if she's, like, a maid or whatever. She's just, like, a really hot chick.
Okay.
And then he comes to find out, like, I designed her based on, like, your, like, porn search history or something. Like, he, like, designed her to be, like, the perfect, like, to make him, like, fall for this chick, you know? Like, oh, this is, like, your paradise. I forgot what the whole, like, twist. I watched it a while ago. Again, this was, like, probably middle school. But, yeah, they had movies like that back then. Even, like, think about, like, iRobot. It was more famous, you know, with Will Smith. How the robots, you know, the AI eventually turned against the humans, you know?
Well, yeah, I mean, even with that, like, movie I was talking about, like, that, it's a horror movie, though, but, yeah, it's a robot girl that's supposed to, like, protect a girl or something, that goes, like, crazy. I don't know, I only saw the trailer, but what do you think of these, I don't know if you heard, what do you think of these, killer dog robots, like in that Netflix series?
The Black Mirror one?
Like those Black Mirror, yeah. But it's real, though.
Seen those. So they, I think the company's like Boston Dynamics or something. They make like robots that like are now like running and all that crazy stuff. Yeah,
there's an article I read that cops are not allowed to use like killer robots where they can like
Throw and bombs then, and then like, Boston Dynamics guns. Even claimed that, I think they came out in an article saying that they will not use their robots for weapons, but of course.
Well, this article I read said it would only use it for like severe or drastic measures, like school shootings. I think that's literally what it.
But again, yeah. They're just telling you like it's opposite day, you know. So be looking for those robots to be menaces to society.
Yeah, well, like you said with iRobot, there was the first gen and there was a second gen, and the second gen wanted to take over.
Right? Even in, there's a cartoon movie called Robots. I don't know if you ever
seen it. Yeah, I remember that, yeah.
Same kind of deal, where the second gen of robots wanted to take over, and very, I don't know, that's just very weird to me. You know, that's a very weird concept that happened more than, and then you get into the movie Surrogates with Bruce Willis. Who now, he came out and has, like, throat cancer now or something.
Oh, shit.
Where he can't speak. And I believe, he has, like, his right, he, like, waived his rights or whatever. So, like, they can use his likeness or whatever. So, they give him a voice.
What?
I think it's Bruce Willis. I mean, our fans might want to look that up. But pretty interesting. But, yeah, so, that was a cool little rabbit hole we went down. One rabbit hole that I'd like to go down, I watched this podcast with Lance Armstrong where pretty much, I don't know, he talked about his whole like life in the podcast, I guess, but he got to the cheating stuff, the EPOs and all that. So it was just interesting to me that he was busted by USADA because they're a federal agency. According to him, which I'm guessing is true, he's never failed a drug test ever.
But you mentioned that he was more or less bested by, like, the federal agents that were talking to his friends his close colleagues that he was biking with or something like that.
Yeah, he says once the federal agents started snooping around and, you know, most people aren't going to lie to police officers. When you put a badge in their face, most people are going to tell the truth, you know? And that's what happened. And, you know, he said, like, once his, like, best friend's, like, told him, like, oh, he told the truth, man. And he's like, oh, okay, then I'll just come out. Because, anyways, long story short, he got busted, but, they went really hard against him, you know, he went from being, you know, an American hero to being, like, the lowest of low.
Well,
you know, they kicked him out of his own organization, he lost millions of dollars, and, according to him, he claims that,
He was the guy with those bands, too. Those yellow bands, Lance Armstrong bands.
They kicked him off of that, and then sure enough, those companies never lasted without him, because that's not even around anymore. So, again, they disregard the fact that he did raise $500 million for cancer research, you know? And so he talked about how pretty much USADA, the main guy who caught him, his name is Jeff something. I forgot. It's a foreign last name. But he says this guy for sure, like, he found that this is a big story, that this, you know, feel-good story of the cancer kid who was winning it is a lie, you know, so that's why they busted him, so they can get the big story. And he didn't bring, but it just led me to this, I just thought about this, you know, I'm not an expert, I don't know what goes on for sure, but the MMA is growing, the biggest, you know, MMA company is the UFC, and they actually run under USADA and this Jeff guy who's still part of it. So according to Lance Armstrong, he claims the tests haven't changed. It's still the same test. And he claims that the specific drug EPO, which he took, has like a 4-hour half life. I don't know what that means. Maybe 8-hour whole life and 8 hours it's done. I don't know for sure. I don't know that world. But he's like, he explained it as a 4-hour half-life, and in order to really get busted, they'd have to test you the day you took it.
So do you think, like, a lot of UFC players are going to do it?
That's my assumption, that to be at the top of almost any sport, you probably got to be on something.
Yeah.
You know? And EPO isn't necessarily like, oh, like, it's not like a steroid, like, oh, I'm going to get a ton of muscle. It's just a drug to help you recover, you know. You're going to, you know, like, you're tired. You know, you can bust out a hard workout, you know, for hours. And then when you wake up the next day, not even feel sore, bust out another hard workout. And then if you're doing it while competing, that's even better chances, because you're busting it out while competing, you know. Take a break, and you recover faster than the guy who maybe is not on it, you know.
Yeah, didn't you say, like, this is not the one I don't think you're talking about. I think it's a different one where you have to keep moving, or...
This is the one, I think, if I'm not mistaken, there's the only side effect is, like, you have to be active with it. Like, you can't just take it and, like, sit on the couch, because then your blood starts to get thick, I think. I'm not 100% sure. But Lance Armstrong claimed, you know, it's the best drug because all benefits and very little to no side effects. So, I mean, and again, he said, I forgot what documentary it was, but they claimed that you had to go back to 19th place to get the first rider who was clean. So it's like the whole sport is dirty, I guess. Because he claims that, he says that USADA catches like less than 1%.
Speaking of like clean and dirty shit, you know, remember the movies Rocky? Well, do you know the one Russian dude, he was like his opponent?
Yeah.
The movie where he loses. Do you know the Russian dude's name?
In the movie or in real life?
Well, in the movie and real life, because like I saw him in a recent like...
In real life, he's not a Russian dude. I think he's like a regular dude.
Well...
This is the 80s though, so yeah.
His portrayal, right? His portrayal. But, mainly what I'm trying to get at is just you're trying to jog your memory. But I saw him recently, like, in an ad, and he looked really, really skinny. Like, I was like, wow, like, how did he, like...
Yeah, well...
Lost all his muscle.
And then you look at Rocky Balboa now, like, Sylvester Stallone is, like, really jacked for, like, an 80-year-old man.
Yeah.
But, yeah, this just brings me... That just brought me into, like, yeah, the whole, like... Not just the UFC, but, like, top athletes in general are just probably on some kind of performance-enhancing drug, you know. It's I know specifically in, like, professional, like, submission grappling, jiu-jitsu competitions, it's, like...
Wasn't it called, like, blood doping?
Blood doping is something different. That's where, like, when you do, like, for cycling, like, style...
But it's technically, like, the same, like, you're still getting a...
Yeah.
Over your opponent.
And then I think the test for that one is like they test you for like the needle or something. It tests you, like, if you had a needle or something. I don't know. There was, like, a documentary when Lance Armstrong first got busted that came out all about it. But, yeah, I mean, I don't know. It's just the whole world is not what it seems, you know? Like, you're not just going to be that great athlete, you know? You're going to have to do some shit.
Well, that also, I like that you brought that up because think about, like, even in the Olympics, like, let's say you don't even want to do, like, let's say you're taking a different route. Let's say you don't want to take those enhancing or performing drugs. Let's say you do the route of, like, you want to do a women's sport but have the capabilities of always winning. So, like, even what we talked about this on, like, previous podcasts, but it's like, I don't know, I don't remember their name, but it's a guy that is in the sports of, you know, playing or swimming, and he's doing that professionally as a guy in a women's sport, but he's still trying to be portrayed as a woman, so he's still getting credit under a woman, you know what I'm saying? So you have a lot of that, and I feel like in that particular case, you can easily tell, oh, like, that's a guy. But in a lot of instances now, I feel like it's gotten a lot worse, where it's like they can use that to manipulate sports.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen even, I think the Gematria, we mentioned this one Gematria guy who's on YouTube, I forget his channel, but I think one, he's talked about sports even, like, as far as, like basketball, like, the ball's magically going into the rim or something. I know that baseball, there's tons of videos on baseball being rigged. I mean, I don't know. Sports is, it's pretty slippery slope, I guess. I don't know. It's hard to really say.
Well, another thing is, too, it's just, like, what if, like, your team that you're playing on, like, oh, today we're paid to lose. Today we're paid to lose this match.
Yeah. Well, and back then, like, back to the UFC, too. Yeah. There's recently been a lot of, like, when a fight isn't finished by knockout or submission, it goes to the judge's scorecard. And usually, you know, there's been a few fights where almost everybody agrees has been push for the guy that the UFC is trying to build up. You know, they're not pushing for the guy that actually won the fight. So it's been a couple instances like that. So it's definitely a weird world out there. But yeah, I mean, anything else you'd like to add?
We talked a lot. We're in this New Year's.
Yeah, so 2023 still trying to come at you.
Yep. So we're in the New Year's coming at you with a bunch of subjects out there with the power grid,
crypto billionaires
mysteriously dying. Another thing too, if you look into that, it's like a lot of those cryptocurrencies had to be like have, you know, MIT, this was built at MIT, or, you know, so a lot of that, it's like even Bitcoin, you look at where it was made, MIT. So it's like, I don't know how decentralized or how anonymous this person really is, you know.
It's not all what we think, you know. It's not all what we think it is, you know.
I've always also thought, like, what if it was like a guy with great intentions, you know?
Yeah,
had put upon this project to make it, but then the guy who wants to be in charge of it, you know, kills him, you know, and then now he takes it over. That's what I'm trying to get at, like, but. So all over in this podcast episode, power grids, beliefs, conspiracy theories,
microphone problems.
Yeah. I mean, it's just weird because it's just like, one of my friends was talking to me about how you can, when you buy, like, if you wanted to, you can use cryptocurrency to buy, like, gold and silver. And they'll actually give you a discount if you use, like, Bitcoin. So it's getting really weird to where, I mean, what is money, you know?
Yeah.
What is money? Because it's just, like, once it goes to your bank account on your phone, it's just technically just ones and zeros, just digital. Yeah. But that's going a whole nother realm or a whole nother topic. But yeah, I mean, like you said, we're just trying to bring out, bust those podcasts out.
Yep, more content.
What else? Anything you want to mention?
No, nothing else. Happy New Year.
All right, we're going to sign off, and we're going to play some music for y'all.
To the club.